This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we're talking with Wanda Emmerich of Miner Institute. Wanda, like a lot of folks in the ag community, you wear multiple hats. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with Dairy Challenge over the years.
I've been involved with Dairy Challenge since 2003, and that was the year that we started the Northeast Regional Dairy Challenge. We had been to the national contest in Michigan and thought we needed to do something a little more local within our region. Had students from over 14 different universities and colleges come to the program. The regional contests are in the Northeast, the South, Midwest, and the West. And the national contest changes year after year after year so that we get to utilize volunteers from different organizations and see farms in different parts of the country.
Let's talk to the audience a little bit about just the nuts and bolts of Dairy Challenge, how a student can get involved.
Oh, the students need to be enrolled in a dairy-related or animal science-related program. We're trying to showcase the students to the sponsors that are looking to hire people in their industry. And they come in the regional events, we do aggregate teams. So students from five different universities on the team based on their skills and interests in areas like nutrition, repro, dairy records, farm management, and financials. And those represent the same areas that the judges team represent. Part of the benefits of it is students get to meet people that they'll be working with as they grow in the industry. You know, these aren't people just from Cornell and University of Massachusetts, University of Minnesota. These are your coworkers. This is who you're going to be working with. And you learn to respect both their programs and their thoughts based on what they think can help the farm that they're analyzing.
Those companies that get involved, what they receive a lot of benefit from it.
The sponsors get access to the students rather than traveling to all the colleges to recruit people. They can come to one of our events and get access to well over 100 students at any one point in time.
So there's a lot of reasons to be involved.
Opportunity to show students they have a desire to be involved in the dairy industry, and having access to people in nutrition and repro and finance, and be able to sit down and say, this is what we really do for a job is really important. Since 2000 that we've been doing this program, we've hosted over 9,483 students in our programs. We've done 78 regional events, and some of those regional events are celebrating their 20th year. So it's a long-standing program.
That really speaks highly of you and other dedicated volunteers, that over 9,000 students have been through, 75% of which are getting jobs because of this. Hats off to you and all the volunteers. There's a lot of folks that help make it happen.
Oh, we have volunteers that do everything from arrange for the busing for the students. That's not what the guy does for his regular job. A lot of us have to step out of what we really do for a job and say, I can make name tags or I can organize T-shirts, because each one of those things is an opportunity to meet the students.
What's upcoming in 2024?
Just hosted the Northeast Regional one in Pennsylvania in October. The Southern one happened a few weeks later. And then we've got the Midwest is coming up in February. And then in March, the national event will be in Visalia, California. So we're all excited to eat oranges and almonds and visit some large dairies in California.
Fantastic. Where do folks find more information, Wanda, about Dairy Challenge?
We have both a website, dairychallenge.org, and we also have a Facebook page called Dairy Challenge, and there's Dairy Challenge Alumni. The Dairy Challenge Alumni page is where I post a lot of jobs that are made available to share with students that have been at the event.
Any final comments that we haven't covered?
It's certainly a great network building event, and I meet a lot of people that are looking for students, and we meet a lot of students that are looking for jobs, and it's great to have the opportunity to pull them together.
Wanda Emmerich talking about Dairy Challenge with us. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. The average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.